CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Say, for Pete's sake, where's my car?
What did you say, dear?
I said, where is my car?
What do you want your car for? You're not going anywhere tonight.
Look, I want to just get some pipe tobacco. I went out to the garage to get in the... Where is my car?
Aunt Effie took it. She'll be right back. She went down to the drugstore to get some shampoo. Don't let out a scream. You'll wake the children.
Aunt Effie took my car. Why didn't she take yours?
Yours is easier to drive.
Oh, relax, will you? Relax with Aunt Effie out somewhere behind the wheel of my good car. Look, it doesn't matter if she dents the fender of your second-hand jalopy, but my car...
Oh, honestly. You taught her to drive, dear.
Taught her? I merely survived going out with her.
She was a beginner then. She's had some experience now, you know.
To my dying day, and I thought that was my dying day, too, I will never forget Aunt Effie barreling down on an intersection with three trucks that said inflammable on them, and I'm yelling, brake, brake, put on your brakes. And she says calmly, I have the right of way.
Exaggerate.
So help me. How long ago did she leave?
Oh, she left about... As a matter of fact, come to think of it, it has been nearly an hour. Why, she should have been back ages ago.
Now
you know, Aunt Effie, don't worry. She probably saw somebody she knows in the drugstore and got to talking.
If she's talking to anybody, I'll bet it's a policeman.
Well, no news is good news, and since she hasn't phoned, why don't you go back into your den and work on your office report?
Huh? Listen, what about the time she drove in the garage and scraped the whole side of the car?
What about the time you backed out of the garage without opening the garage doors?
I'll be in my den working.
I'll let you know, dear. The minute she gets home so you can check the fenders.
Mrs. Cole.
Well, I really feel it's a sort of an imposition barging in like this.
Not an imposition at all. I invited you, didn't I? And I certainly think you should meet my nephew and his wife.
Aunt Effie?
Yes, dear.
Come here. I've got a surprise for you.
Come right on in the living room, Mrs. Cole.
Well, I certainly want to meet them, too.
Well, it's all such a coincidence, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, Aunt Effie, you were gone so long.
Dear, I want you to meet Mrs. Cole.
How do you do, Mrs. Piper?
How do you do? Uh-huh.
Well, you are not going to believe this. What? It was the funniest thing. I was in the drugstore, you know, standing there waiting to buy my shampoo.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed this lady standing there waiting, too. So we got to talking.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. What?
It turns out that Mrs. Cole lives just down the road from you.
Oh. Room number 68.
The red house with the white shutters.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the Coles were in Europe last year the same time we were.
Yes, the same time.
Well, for goodness sake. Isn't that a coincidence?
Yes.
Living on the same street and everything, practically neighbors, and they went to Europe, too, at the same time we did.
Yes. Well, I should say that.
I said to Mrs. Cole, well, you just got to stop back at the house with me. I want you to meet my nephew and his wife.
Yes.
Where is he?
He's in his den working on some papers in the office. I'll get him. He'll be glad to know you're back, Aunt Effie. He was beginning to worry about you.
Worry? About what? I just went down to the drugstore.
Yes, I know. Dear.
Isn't this a lovely home? They built it 2 years ago.
Dear, Aunt Effie's back, safe and sound.
Oh, yes, I heard her. Look, is the car safe and sound?
Oh, yes, come on out and meet some woman Aunt Effie got to talking to in the drugstore.
Oh, honey, no, I can't right now. Darling, I didn't realize how much work I had here.
Well, you don't have to stay, just meet her. She's a neighbor, a Mrs. Cole, and it seems she went to Europe last year at the same time we did. Is that a coincidence?
What?
What do you mean, what?
I mean, well, what's the coincidence?
Well, she lives right down the road here, same one we live on, and she also went to your pasture. Oh, don't just stare at me. Come on out and meet her.
Look, I got so much work to do, I'll be up half the night.
Aunt Effie brought her home to meet us. Now, come on. All you have to do is say, how do you do? Then you can come right back in your den and work.
Oh, darling, look, you know how these things
are. Aunt Effie wants Mrs. Cole to meet you.
Why?
Oh, why? Why do you act this way? Because we live on the same street and we were all in Europe together last year.
We weren't together at all. We were there with thousands of other people.
Oh, come on. You're wasting the time you take to explain all this.
Golly,
you come out and say, how do you do?
Aunt Evie's a corker, isn't she? All right.
Come on.
There he is.
Uh-huh. I dragged him out.
Oh. Cole, how do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Piper?
Did you tell him, dear?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that an amazing coincidence, isn't it? Well, it's certainly a small world.
It is. By golly, it certainly is, isn't it? Certainly nice to meet you, Mrs. Cole. We'll all have to get together sometime and compare our European experiences, huh? Yes, indeed. Well, right now, I hope you'll forgive me, but I've got some office work to do.
She was in England and France and Italy, the same places we were.
England, France, Italy.
Coincidence, all right. Now, look, if you'll excuse me,
you can sit down a minute.
Well,
sit down, dear. Tell me just for a second, anyway.
I was trying to tell her when we were in England, but I couldn't remember the exact dates.
Well, we were in England in August.
August? Well, that's when we were there, Aunt Effie.
Was it?
August.
I thought it was July.
No, I'm sure it was August. When did you have to be in London, dear?
August, but I don't remember the exact day. I mean, I can go look it up. If you'll excuse me,
That's all right. I think I've got my little travel diary right here in the bookcase, if I can find that.
Well, I know that we were in London in August because it was on the 12th, which I remember because it was our wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Well, anyhow, it was on that day that we went to the theater and saw a play. And an incident occurred that really was one of the most thrilling and exciting things on our whole trip.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us about it.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that I'm keeping you from some work, Mr. Piper.
No.
Where's my little travel diary? It was right here on the bottom shelf, I thought.
I don't know, dear.
And listen to Mrs. Cole's story.
I am. Go on, Mrs. Cole. I'm just looking for the book.
Well, really, it was very, very exciting. The king and queen were there that night, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Something, though.
You saw the king and queen? Oh, how thrilling.
Yes.
Oh, I've been so excited.
Wait a minute. What king?
I'm sorry. I didn't really mean king. I always say that. I mean prince.
Prince Philip.
Oh, yes.
And you actually saw Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. They were there.
Yes. They were there incognito.
So how did you know that's who they were?
Well, you see, we didn't. That is, until later when word got around. And I guess we wouldn't have accepted a very funny thing happened.
Well, it
seems that they came in after the play had started, and somehow they sat down in the wrong seat.
Oh, goodness.
And it seems that the people that the seats belonged to arrived shortly after. Uh-huh. And, of course, they didn't recognize the king and queen.
Prince.
And they insisted on having their own seats, and they made quite a to-do about it.
Uh-huh.
And the royal couple just had to get up and move over into the next two.
Now, that's incredible. Of course, in the dark, I suppose, and not knowing it.
Yes.
I bet that other couple felt like fools when they found out.
Imagine it. Terrible.
very funny. Did you see it happen?
Yes. Well, we were, of course, we were sitting farther back.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we didn't think anything of it at the time. People are always sitting in the wrong seats, it seems to me. Yes. Well, I was just wishing that they'd sit down so that we could see the stage, you know? Uh-huh. And anyhow, it really wasn't a very big commotion.
Seems to me some people had our seats tonight. We went to the theater, too. You remember that, honey?
Oh, yes, I sure do. Here's my travel book. I knew I had it here on the bookcase. Yes, I do remember, and you embarrassed me to pieces. Everybody going, you know, because the play was on, and you kept insisting that we have our seats.
Okay, I'll do it again. When I get seats on the aisle, I want to sit on the aisle. I need some place to stretch my long legs. You know, well, if you'll excuse me,
Here, listen to this. We arrived at Southampton on the 7th of August. Mm-hmm. On the 10th, we went sightseeing in London, Westminster Abbey, British Museum. August 11th was Hampton Court, Windsor Castle. August 12th.
What's the matter, dear?
What play did you go to August 12th, Mrs. Cole?
Well, it was the Haymarket Theater, and the play was, let me think.
August 12th. Aunt Effie stayed with Betsy. We went to see the play at Haymarket Theater.
Yes, I remember that. Well, now, my goodness, isn't that another coincidence? All of you going to the theater the same? Good heavens, it was you!
You lock the doors and turn out all the lights downstairs?
Yes.
I set the alarm.
Okay.
Good night.
Now, why are you mad at me?
I don't want to discuss it anymore. We spent the whole evening.
And I repeat, I am positive that the people who had our seats did not look like Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth.
You didn't even look at them. And how could you see in the dark? And I remember now that the usher must have known. The usher must have known. She kept shushing you and trying to get us to take other seats. No, you paid for these.
All right, now look, I don't even think the king and queen go to the theater incognito.
Prince.
Huh?
Prince.
Prince, all right. I think I read somewhere that they don't. I think somebody just told that, what's her name, Mrs. Cole, a good story.
I remember now that when the lights went up at intermission, that couple did not go out. They just sat there with their heads down reading the program.
Well, look, lots of people stay in their seats at intermission. You know that, read programs. In fact, we didn't get up and go out ourselves, if you recall.
And I remember now that people kept glancing our way rather discreetly, the way the English would. Except that I thought they were looking at us because we'd gotten there late and caused a commotion, and I was so embarrassed.
We didn't cause any commotion. I simply said those were our seats, and the man, I don't know, whoever he was very nice. He simply said, oh, I'm terribly sorry, and they moved over without any commotion at all.
I get chills thinking about it. You think that's really who they were?
I don't know, but if it's true, then I can't see why you're so mad. I mean, knowing you, I should think you'd be thrilled.
Because if it's true, then you sat next to Prince Philip.
Oh. Look, I wanted to sit on the aisle, but there was a tall man ahead of us, and you're the one who insisted on changing again with me. Okay. Well, look, if it is true, then as Aunt Abby says, it's certainly a small world, isn't it? No kidding. You think that Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip should decide to go to the theater the same night we went? I mean, what a coincidence, huh?
The worst of it is, dear, we'll never really know.
Yeah, well, I vaguely recall he was tall, kind of blondish, good-looking. You know, it could have been. But I never looked at him again.
Blonde,
you know?
He was blonde.
Yeah, you know, it could have been.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.